Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, everybody, it's Maria Boynton talking to Dr. Maria Karstarfin, Superintendent of Schools for Atlanta Public Schools. How you been?
I've been great. It's the end of the school year, so we've got commencement coming up.
Yeah, you really, really do. A lot of students. How many students are you in charge of?
I'm in charge of 52,000 kids across the city of Atlanta. Yes.
So with graduations coming up, how forward are you looking to them?
Oh, it's the best time of the year. The whole purpose of being, you know, in public education is to see kids graduate on time. It is a critical part of our mission to be sure that they're college and career ready. And the first step to that is seeing them across the stage in May.
And the stage is going to be relocated this year.
It is going to be relocated. We have a lot going on because the Georgia World Congress Center has been sold out and we will not be able to use it again. So this year we have moved to Georgia Tech, which will be a first for APS. It'll be a little different to past years. You know, the graduations will be tighter, a little shorter because we have to get people in and out and we have to work with the rules of Georgia Tech. So it'll be at the arena, the McCamish Pavilion. And so that means that people need to prepare for that. They need to make sure that they handle their parking, that they can get there in enough time, and then we'll have to switch out those graduations pretty fast. So many years we've gone a little longer. This year we won't have the flexibility that we've had in the past, but at least our graduations will be on time and they'll happen before the end of the school year. I know that's been a challenge for other school districts, but I'm really proud of APS for getting in front of this issue once we found out the Georgia World Congress Center would no longer be available.
When it comes to future graduations, what can you tell us?
Well, I mean, so long as the center is sold out, we'll still be looking for other places to be able to have our graduation. It's, of course, a very expensive proposition when you're not doing something that you've regularly done and been able to really tighten up the budget and the efficiency around it. So we're just trying to find great places that can make families feel comfortable, where there's good parking. It is summer in Atlanta, so you want air conditioning, you want good bathrooms and, you know, and a good transition space. We also want our graduates to feel respected. We want them to be in a beautiful setting that is something that is memorable and that they'll always celebrate for the rest of their life. So we're trying to be respectful and certainly at the same time manage against a real budget that that is hard to do when you're making these kinds of changes. But we're so grateful to Georgia Tech. We're grateful for them working with us to get a contract done in enough time for us to be able to make it possible this year and hopefully in the out years.
Dr. Maria Karstarfin, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm Maria Boynton reporting.